Wonderful that you're able to join us again for our fourth edition of Zav Chat for 2024. We're joined again by our principal, Mr. William Doherty, and of course our school captain, college captain, Jared Crowe. Welcome to you both. And Bill, you're introducing a very special guest today.
Oh, indeed, and hardly needs an introduction, but maybe Jared, great to see you back again. And tough day at the office last Saturday for you. Really, obviously, a great contest, but Geelong Grammar just got the better of us.
That's right. I think a couple of the senior batsmen from their team, Ollie Peake and Sam Lala, just got away from us a bit there. But it's to be expected sometimes with, you know, one of them playing for Australia already. But
yeah, correct. But it's also why we play sport, isn't it? And they're they're great occasions, and the boys took it right, you know, to the line as much as they could with two really good batsmen at the crease. So, but well done, and the season's not diminished in any way. I think still up around third.
Yeah, just hovering around there. So still hope.
Still plenty to play for in the next two games. But today, we, of course, are joined by our college rector, Father Chris Middleton. So, Father Chris, great having you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Bill.
And our focal point really today, and Jared, I'm going to let you open the batting to go back to our cricket terms, but our focal point really is around the wonderful gift of Jesuit education. So why don't you take us away, Jared?
No worries. So, Father Chris, what do you think is distinct or special about receiving a Jesuit education, and how does this set Xavier apart from other schools, do you think?
A small question, Jared. I think I should start by saying Ollie Peake was dropped off Jared's bowling on the day. So I think there are a number of things that are distinctive of Jesuit education. The importance we attach to the intellectual, to the world of ideas, and taking seriously the academic, and especially in the liberal arts tradition. With many schools, we try to be holistic in our approach, so the importance of sport and music and drama, things like that are important. I think one of the distinctive features of our schooling is the importance we attach to service, that like all good schools, I think we're about developing the gifts of our students, but there's that next step of imparting a sense of generosity in the use of those gifts, especially for those most in need. And then I think Ignatian spirituality, which underpins not only, I think, our religious life in the school, but also increasingly, I think, that well-being space, that our focus on reflection, on gratitude, on seeing the good in others and in oneself, having a positive outlook on the world. They're good things for young people, especially boys, to have in the present climate.
Father Chris, if I pick up on there, we've touched into areas of obviously of faith and how that is also then translated to action through service. But you know, faith strikes me that faith and belief have never been more important in our time, and potentially more sought after, certainly by our young generation. And yet there seems to be, in the same breath, possibly a rejection of traditional doctrinal approaches to religion, and if you could say, maybe an evidence of you know, a lowering of attendance at mass and in parish community. So what do you sense a Jesuit school experience offers to our young in this regard of faith and belief?
I think it would surprise many listeners that in the Year 12 exit survey last year, the highest ranked positive was student voluntary masses.
Wow.
And I think that reflects something of what we can offer. The school has the advantage of being a community where the articulation of our belief in God in mass and in prayer and retreats, etc., can have its influence. My experience certainly is we throw things at the boys and they take them up. There's an openness. There's certainly a lot of ignorance around, and there's nothing can be presumed. But I think there is a basic openness to spirituality and to the meaning that can attach to life and where we're going. So that's one of the things that I think. I see increasing links between good spirituality and good psychology. And in the present time where student well-being has never been more needed in terms of a focus in a school, I think we've got something to offer there. But having said that, outside of school, there are more than a few challenges for church and for faith. So it's I think it's about keeping doors open, basically, for our students, that their experience of faith at school is positive through our RE, our service programs, our retreats and our liturgy, and that will be a plus down the road.
Talking of outside influences, you know, there's plenty of people who tell us what to do and how we should judge ourselves, etc. The media is one example of that, and I guess it feeds broader perceptions. But as our league tables come out, it strikes me they're very one-dimensional league tables. It's a focal point around a NAPLAN result or an ATAR outcome. There are plenty who will tell us, you know, what we should teach and how we should go about it, how we should perform, what excellence looks like, what value for money looks like, and value on return. But it strikes me again, as you talk there, that a Jesuit school experience offers a depth and a value that far transcends a one-dimensional transaction of a school, and I feel that it's never been more relevant in the current era, that holistic formation of individuals who are capable of having a toolkit for life needs to be prominent, and it's one of the things that at Xavier we give it that prominence. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. I think there's that old saying that the heart of education is the education of the heart, and I'd throw in the imagination and the spirit, but I think that's that broader formation of character and of the person and of our ability to have happy, well-formed young men who are sensitive to the world around them, who have a sense of service and a generosity about their lives, and above all, can live relationships. That if our graduates are like that, then I think that's the best we can hope for and the greatest gift we can give. And league tables are a reality and they're important, and I like a win as much as anyone, but I think there is a greater challenge for education, and I think Xavier is well positioned in that space.
Jerry? Yeah. Thanks. I think something that a lot of boys take away from a Jesuit education is the fact that we aim to marry faith and science, or faith and society, and how these two are incorporated with one another. And a common theme is that Jesuit schools teach students how to think, not what to think, and that obviously ties in with how we are taught to be articulate individuals here, but also men of faith and women of faith. So how do you think this is taught at Xavier?
I think in our tradition, we don't see any conflict between faith and reason, and that's important to say, and I would hope in our religious education programs from quite an early age, our students are encouraged to think and to question. It seems to me we're not preparing them for the real world if they're not able to question and feel they can question. So I think that's important. I think more broadly, the challenge facing many schools today with ideologies and political correctness and the like is that we can jump very quickly into causes and to tell our students what to think, and it becomes almost of an echo chamber. I think it is important that boys are informed about issues of the day, but that the responsibility of a teacher in a school is to get them to think about it, to research about it, to ask questions, and not simply be given instruction. And it seems obvious, but I do think it is a tension point in many schools around the country. We saw it in big social issues when they come up. We see it around the war in Israel and Gaza at the moment. I think there is that tension point, and our big challenge, I think, is to inform students, but inform them in such a way that they're free to ask questions and to be critical.
So, Father Chris, a couple from me. Firstly, I joined the boarding community last night and had a meal, sat next to you. There's a great vibe in that room. You know those boarders probably better than anyone, perhaps apart from our head of boarding, Alex Smith. So my first question is related to, with your experience over a long period of time in education, do you feel the modern teenager is searching more than ever before? And then I'm going to relate that to the voluntary masses, because I'm really interested as to why you think that was the highest ranking positive in that Year 12 survey that you related earlier.
I think I'm somewhat hesitant to say any generation is more than the other. I think they are open. I'm not sure I would say they're searching more, but I think there are less certainties in life, in family, in their community, in background, and the world itself is a more uncertain place, I think, even than 10 years ago, and that
yep.
is in the background. So I think there are factors like that that are at play, but I certainly think there's more openness towards spirituality and faith than perhaps there was 10 years ago.
And on the voluntary mass scenario? I mean, you're there every time. You've seen it probably grow and grow. When I first came, it was in a much smaller space. So your thoughts on that and why perhaps that's hitting a button maybe more than ever?
I think one of the keys to it is a peer speaking about their story and their experiences in our time is such a unique thing, really, especially in boys. For a boy to stand up in front of 350 or 400 of his peers that have volunteered to be there and to listen with trust, and for him to trust them with very intimate and personal aspects of their life story. And I think that resonates, that everyone has a story, and it's really important in the way we see people and are with people to recognise that. The jump, I think, for faith is, why is it that God's space, as it were, enables that to occur in a way that it might not in an assembly or somewhere else?
That's interesting.
And I think there's an intimacy and a sense of the spiritual there that helps that to be the case. And I think that's really important. And that plays also in the Kairos retreats and other retreats we offer, that at its best, our faith tradition can offer that space and a framework of meaning around it that allows things to happen.
Great answer.
Well said, Father Christian. Yeah. There's this incredible depth, isn't there, to a Jesuit perspective of the world. And I loved your comments before when you're talking about that sense of questioning. I think we've sometimes forgotten how to question with intelligence and respect and depth. And Jared, I think that went right almost back to the heart of your question around how we think, how we avoid the one-line glib response, but we actually take the time to research and be thoughtful and then be respectful in our positioning of issues. Father Chris, maybe a last one from me. How would you encourage parents who might be looking at an educational journey for the young person, whether that be in the primary years or up in the secondary years, to evaluate the worth of a Jesuit education?
That's a $40,000 question.
It is.
At Xavier College.
I think one of the key areas today is student well-being, and I don't simply mean mental health, but a sense of belonging, a sense of ideals and values, and a sense of vision and hope. And I think that's one of the things that an education in a context of a spirituality that looks outwards, that has an emphasis on generosity and service, and that values the individual and places primacy on relationships, that's a package, if you like, but more importantly, a charter that has something of real significance to offer that not every school can offer. Schools do great jobs in many ways, and there's a variety, as I think there should be. But I think one of the things that Xavier has to offer is that our graduates have a loyalty that's beyond a boys' club type situation. They come back to serve in many ways. The sense of community is strong. And I think the sense of individual value and worth is strong. So it's that formation of the person and both their happiness with self, but also a certain dissatisfaction with the world around us that combined, I think, has got something special to offer.
Wow, well said.
I was going to say.
We could chat here all day, but we're to wrap this episode. So, Jared, over to you. Let's go around the grounds with you for the final time.
Of course. And so this week is a special one, particularly for the women in our college community, because we are celebrating International Women's Day this week. So this Friday, on the 8th of March, notably we will be having guest speakers, an International Women's Day breakfast, and a morning tea for Year 12s and staff. Along with this, there will be an International Women's Day focus at Assembly today, and we've been having discussions in tutor group about the importance of recognising and celebrating the achievements of women in society and the challenges that they might face in the workplace. Apart from this, we are now just 8 days away from our annual World's Greatest Shave, and this will be a big focus in the next week. We've now raised more than $50,000, which is fantastic, and there will be some warm-up events this week with some much-loved teachers shaving, which hopefully will generate some more funds.
I perish to think of what a warm-up event in the World's Greatest Shave looks like, but let's keep going, Jared.
Yeah. Finally, we have had 3 boys in the last week qualify for national swimming, so a big congratulations to them and a great achievement.
And a fantastic around the grounds. We've got thousands now listening to Zav Chat by the week, and If you're one of those, this, I think, is one episode I'd urge you to try and let people know about, because some of the great intellect of Father Chris and some of his great observations has been, you know, really fantastic to listen to. I'll leave you, Bill, to thank our special guest.
Thanks, Father Chris. Always, always wonderful, and it's a privilege that few school communities have, is to have not only a rector who's present and so present with the student body, but the gift that you give Father Chris yourself personally. So we're delighted to have you, and we'll look forward to picking your brain as we go through the year and seeing you on the sidelines with the boys and in the room. So, Jared, a great week. Look ahead, 2 weeks to go around our grounds of APS, a wonderful musical that's just concluded, and congratulations to all of the cast. So much to look forward to as we get towards the end of Term 1.
It's starting to fly. Thank you, Father Chris, for being part of it, and we'll see you in 7 days hence for another Zav Chat.